A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Whalen Productions presents... We're Alive. Lockdown. Part 6 of 6.
Could have done anything in time. It was like we blinked and that big one was just in the room, throwing its arms around me, grabbing people as if they were just nothing, just pummeling them. No one stood a chance. Just to see that many people get killed in a matter of seconds. I just wish I didn't remember.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Is that big one Austin?
Turn this off. Change it back to Jeremy and Boger.
Okay.
Turn it off!
Look! The big thing made short work of whoever was left in there. But there was someone else standing at the entrance watching.
Is that Ink?
Austin huffed and puffed and started to move quickly towards him to attack. When it just stopped only feet away.
Hello? Update?
Quiet for a minute.
Someone's still alive. Look!
An inmate who hid behind the corpses charged towards Ink, holding some sort of knife. Half a second, Ink turned and hit the guy right in the neck. Dropped him like a stone. And then that big thing that used to be Austin just turned, followed him out the door. Just dripping blood and a trail behind him.
Follow them! Where are they going?
Move! I'll do it!
There! Where does that go? The bar's there.
Son of a bitch! The loading dock! They must have manual option doors for all the shipments going in and out.
And he has the keys. Look!
Can we get out that way?
Not now, we can't. I didn't even know they had these doors, let alone where the keys would be.
Would you really want to go out that way? He could come back.
Hold on. Bring up the chow hall. Anyone still alive in there?
Doesn't look like it.
Those poor people.
Leaving us high and dry. Is everyone okay?
Gavin explained what happened while we just sort of stood there, still in shock. It was awful. But it also pushed us to get the hell out of there as fast as we could.
It was awful. There's still more big ones wandering around down there, but we don't know where they went.
Can we actually do this? How do we know we're not going to end up like one of those poor shits in the chow hall?
It's only going to get worse. How many rooms in solitary still have people?
Too many.
Found another. In solitary. Trying to get out. And another.
We need to get the fuck out of here. Like, now.
It's still early, but this might be the perfect timing. Jody, are you and your tech thing ready?
I can be. I'll have to tweak it a bit. But I need to be connected to Central for that.
Well, then let's go. We're gonna need to move that stuff to the side to get through the back door. Jeremy and Bogart, we're gonna start the ball rolling here. Get your shit together.
You got it.
This is the last taser, right?
Yup. And get me one of those zapper shields, too. Fredo?
No. The bat.
Oh, he wants Chuck's metal bat thing.
Hold on. I just thought of something. To get to Central, there's still two electronic doors. We don't have the cutter anymore.
Yeah, well, I got this guy. Fredo, hit right here.
There?
Yes, here.
The wall?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes!
Okay, move.
Looks like someone speaks a little more English than he let on.
A little.
You know, I really regret him not being able to fit through that vent in Block 7.
Yeah. What we did was pretty pathetic.
We wouldn't have taken this guy for granted. No, huh? Okay. Sorry.
Did everyone forget why we didn't do that last time? That's gonna be hella loud. Make everyone come out of their blocks. A lot of those doors are open. You're gonna call them all out.
Well, look, if all you need is sound cover, why don't you just pull the fire alarm? It'll make it rain, distract them with the sound, too.
Won't that suck for everyone else?
Only in that one section. Now, you need the keys to the storage room by Central.
Maybe it'll make them duller, like the water will overload their senses.
Or heighten them, like when you lick your nose.
Like when you what?
You've never done that? Try it.
Okay, why not?
Now?
Well, 30 seconds more for this isn't going to matter. So what do I do, just lick it?
I don't know, can you?
I give not.
Oh, God.
I can.
Oh, Jesus, look at that thing. He's a lizard. Ooh. Opens his mouth and it's all curled up in there.
Okay, can we go now?
Hold on, hold on. I want to do this. If I die out there never trying this, I'm going to die with regret. Just leave me here for a minute.
Lick your hand, that'll work.
So what's the plan already?
Simeon is telling Gavin to wet his nose so he could smell better.
They're doing that now?
Yeah, because looking at it doesn't really work all that well, but I get it.
Good. Now, can we please get going?
All right, enough screwing around, guys. So, you are pulling the fire alarm?
I thought we came to the conclusion that it'd make it worse.
Did we? I feel like it didn't help that much.
Oh, for the love of...
Fredo, come on!
There's enough room to get by. Watch your backs.
Sure, when you get to the radio. I can't tell you anything till then.
Oh, right.
Gremlins.
What was that?
Kurawa.
Gremlins? Oh, yeah. What if you shouldn't get them wet?
Enough! Shut it!
Get to the chair. Watch it.
Okay, the rain is a pouring.
It looks like it's working. It's distracting them.
Jeez, look at them go. They're getting around no problem.
Door number one, coming up. Uh-oh, wait a minute, there's a... Ooh.
Well, that was a home run. Body's still sliding.
The infected are staying in the cell blocks. They're not coming out.
They're at the door. Come on, come on.
Made a hole in the wall. Can she jump it?
I hope she doesn't get electrocuted. That would suck.
No, I'm sure she's being careful. See? See? Look, she did it. She's getting good at that.
And why didn't he go with us the first time?
He didn't want to, remember?
Yeah, you can't really force a man like that to do something he doesn't want to do.
Not without the right motivation, you know.
Quiet! You big oaf! Come on, one more.
That was good.
I'm afraid you're enjoying this too much.
It's not so scary.
Thanks for making me translate all those times. You can understand fine.
Mostly.
You're such a jerk. All right. There. Last door. Get me in.
Gone.
Oh, shit!
Got it.
That one! Another! I think they're starting to wake up. Almost up!
Dory? Shit. Despierta!
Okay.
You had to bring up the electrocution thing, didn't you?
What? She's okay now, isn't she?
And the way he defended her while giving her CPR, with the water pouring down.
Phew. So is everything cool?
Yeah, yeah. They're coming to Central now. Stand by.
All right, no problem. Whoa! Shit.
Jeremy? Jeremy, what is it?
Are they okay? Should we switch the cameras back?
No, not now. Okay, Jody's in. I'm just in time. I'm losing water pressure. The sprinklers are turning off.
Tank must have run out.
At least it worked to get him there.
Jeremy, are you okay?
Yeah, just a tremor. One of those big ones must have broken something nearby. I don't know. But we're fine.
All right. Well, they're at Central now.
Give me your hand.
Oh, my God.
Look for the maintenance panel. Oh, I hope these panels work. They weren't supposed to get wet. Damn it! Look for a bunch of cables on the back of one of these.
This?
Yeah, that's it.
Hurry, they're fighting us! I'm getting tired. This is hard.
No, just give me a few more seconds.
Or do you know, get strapped?
Oh, I'll try not to. Oh, damn it! Laptop went to sleep! Oh, come on! Come on! Oh, okay, okay. Running script. Okay, we're in!
Good. Come on! Where's the room? we go? There?
Yeah, that's it. Get us there.
Adjust some glass. Go. Go. It's locked.
Oh, I know. Gavin gave me the key.
You did remember to give her the key, right?
This one?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. He gave it to me, right? Well, I must have dropped it.
Where can we go?
The program. I can open that door if... Oh, come on. Oh, I gotta connect to it. Yeah, that's a choke point. Like where Borgard and Jeremy are. It'll be safe in there.
Hurry!
Oh, I didn't expect to be rushed during this part. Fuck! The program crashed!
What?
Buy me some time. Come on. Door ID. Which door ID?
Not that door. Close it.
Oh, sorry. Damn it. Here. I got it.
Nope. No. I can't.
Look out! No! In! I was gonna get you. I didn't think you'd get zapped too.
It's okay. I'm okay.
Okay. What next? I need to call them. Find what doors to open. Shit! The radio! I forgot to grab one! Why did I forget to grab the radio?
This?
Oh, thank God.
I could tease you, but no.
Oh, we've got everything set. We're good.
It's good to finally talk to you. Hey, and your program? It actually works.
Yeah. I just need to work with you to close the right doors.
No problem. And the key? How do I tell her that?
Oh, I know. I'm clumsy. I must have dropped it. Did you see where it fell?
Yeah. I think it was somewhere near that first hall. But at least you're all right. What? And hey, Fredo? Damn. Just damn.
Fredo, nice English there. Could have helped us out before.
Not for you. For you.
You could understand everything?
I hear it all.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Right now, we got some work to do.
What about our door?
Give us a few. We gotta map this out. Don't want to open the wrong one.
Uh-oh. Go fast!
So they sat there for what seemed like forever, figuring out lists of doors. Jody with the blueprints, us with the cameras. They wanted to be thorough, I guess. But it didn't matter.
All right, Gavin, get ready. I'm opening up a path to the outside.
They opened up everything to the Sally Port first. The hallways there were empty.
Okay, find the keys to the bus. We can hide in there. At least we'll be safe.
Give me the keys to your car. I'll lead them away.
Here, I think this opens the big doors.
All right, we're ready. Coming your way.
Your hallway's secure. Opening the doors.
Closer!
Somehow things got messed up. One by one. They all got picked off. And then they were all gone.
We have to get back in there.
No, it's too late for them.
They were so worried about the others. Danielle and Gavin, they didn't pay attention to what was happening.
They're coming up the hall! Jody, they're coming! We're not ready!
Just wasn't anything they could do with them pouring out from inside. I was barely able to get to the car. spent so much time with those people. And then, like that, they were gone. I drove around trying to find shit to eat, somewhere to sleep. The prisoners, the guys you saw me with, they found me not long after. I've been trapped with them ever since.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You done?
That's everything.
All right. I think we're good here. You can stop recording.
Is that what you wanted to know? So I can go?
I need to get some forms. Talk to a few people. It may take a little while, but I think you'll be accepted for citizenship.
Thank you. I don't know what to say right now.
And, as promised, something special from the kitchens.
Is it for him?
We lost one of our steers yesterday, so we now have steaks.
Here you go.
Nothing wasted.
No shit! Thank you. I haven't had beef in so long. You mind taking these off?
Sure. Just sit tight. We'll wrap up with all of this soon.
You don't mind watching him?
Not a problem.
Good. Now you won. Bye.
Oh, man, this looks amazing. You got anything to cut it with?
I forgot to give him the...
I'll take the man.
I mean, I'll eat this with my bare hands, but it'd be a crime. I mean, look at this thing. Oh, thank you. Are you just gonna sit there, watch me eat this? Okay, fine.
Oh, holy cow. Look, I'd offer you some, but if I don't have to share, I'm not going to share.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Beard throwing you off? Semen?
It's Simeon.
Why'd you stop eating? Go on. It's going to get cold.
Jeremy? You're here? I'm sorry. I'm just so glad you made it out of there. I was worried. Maybe I should share.
Cut the crap.
Why? What do you mean? What?
I don't have a lot of time for you to waste.
You mad I left? There's no way I could have ever known.
Stop. Just stop. Who do you think you're talking to?
So I ran off. Big deal. You obviously didn't need me anyway. I guess you all survived.
Not everyone. Was all of that bullshit your story? I wasn't there for some of that.
Oh, that was you on the other side of the glass. No. Most of it was spot on, everything right up to the end. It was just so horrible to remember.
Oh, you mean about the part where Gavin and Danielle were attacked right in front of you?
So awful.
So weird how an infected was able to slit his throat like that, clean across.
Seriously? I didn't know about that. Must have happened after I ran away. What? I was a coward? Is that what you want to hear?
I want to know the truth, and so does she. You need to come clean.
I don't need to do nothing. You can't prove I did anything wrong.
I can, if you dropped your shiv by the car.
Why didn't you lead with that? All this gibbering and jabbering. What, you can run fingerprints here or something?
I want you to confess.
Why?
Aren't you the least bit curious how we got out? I can tell you right now, you're not fucking staying here in the colony. You really want to wander all alone out there, never knowing what happened?
Yeah. That would drive me crazy. But that doesn't answer why.
Call it closure. And I think CJ would appreciate it. And that's someone I like to make happy.
Oh. Something going on there? All right. I'm in. I figure I owe it to you. To get laid, at least. Don't you have a tape recorder in there?
This way I know it's working. State your name.
You two are very good for each other. Okay. Simeon Eklund.
Go back to after Jody put the codes in. That's where you went way off. Oh, and by the way, let me go on the record that you completely underscored my kills.
Eh, you weren't that good. If we're talking truth now.
Oh, and Fredo. You make him sound all, like, stoic. He was more of the brain-dead drug addict type.
No, he was not. Whatever. I'm not changing my story
okay, now. Okay. So Jody and Fredo were getting ready to open our doors.
Well, I don't know exactly what happened to you guys.
I'll fill in those details.
Okay, so we were in T-Block still, talking to you.
All right, Gavin, get ready. I'm opening up a path to the outside.
Danielle's really gonna stay behind and bait them out?
Yeah, after I get the food and supplies to the bus. I've got the keys to my car in the lot. I'll pick her up, circle around, come back to the bus.
Thank you, man. Good luck.
Drive. I can do that.
Well, it's my car anyway. I'm doing it.
I knew he didn't trust me.
If he gave you the keys, would you have run off anyway?
Probably.
All right. Here goes.
Danny, call out the numbers to Jody on channel 2 while we're running. We need to go as quiet as we can.
Got it.
And Jody, first open the door behind us really quick and close it again like tap tap, okay?
It's not gonna open all the way, right?
We'll find out. Yeah.
Did it work?
I got my spear. Thank you.
Okay, everybody ready? Jeremy, good luck.
Opening the doors to the Sally port now.
Man, if it was only that easy before. Clear all the way to the bus. I'll be watching and keeping you updated when I can. Keep your radios close.
Simon, watch my back. I got the food cart.
We're ready.
Are you sure?
Wait. Maybe you should take the cart. I'll look for the bus keys.
Doors are open. Go.
Come on.
Okay.
They're clear. Switching to the others.
Closing. Jeremy. Bogart, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, we're good. Just watch us and go silent on our channel. Come on. Oh, no. Look. You see this? Ceiling's collapsed into the hall. We need to find a way around.
There isn't a way. The only other route is through solitary.
No, we are not doing that.
Oh, wait. There's an elevator. If you go left, you'll go up 2 floors and over. You can go around it. There's another that'll take you back down next to Central. Jody, you have to control the elevator for them.
I don't have access to those on the phone. I only tap to the door controls.
No, the elevator controls are near the back of Central. You have to lower it there.
But I'd have to. There's still a bunch of them in there.
Hold up. Be quiet. Take the radio. You smell that? What is it? Something awful. Ugh. It's coming from the hole in the ceiling.
Jesus! Run! Get to the elevator controls before we do. Big smelly ass is on our tail.
All right, move. I'll get that one. That smell.
It isn't.
Yeah, pretty sure it is. Funk's on our tail. I repeat, Funk is on our tail.
Go.
I already flushed out and closed off the area around Central the best I could, but there's still a bunch left. We're gonna have to risk it.
Just do it. Hurry. They're almost to the elevator.
All right, go! Oh, keep them back! Help me over!
Here.
Where's the button? Here!
just falling behind. There's no buttons in the elevator. Is that what they were saying?
I think I got it.
Well, good. Go.
Hurry, come on. Jody, go. Jody.
Fuck you.
Jody.
Barely.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that was about the scariest 10 seconds of my life.
You okay?
You know what? Yeah. It's not so bad anymore. I mean, I hate to say I'm getting used to almost dying. That happens. Okay. Clear.
Danny, I'll keep in touch with them on the radio. Go ahead and go when you can. It's just the last elevator at the end of the hall. And, okay, I'm heading out. Oh, crap! I lost the camera feed. It says server offline. We don't need it anymore. Anyway, just go.
She's the bait?
Or a meal. I'm not fast enough.
That was the last thing I heard from her.
You sure you want to know the rest?
I do.
I remember running down that hall full sprint. And at the end was the sky. Everything was just so bright and sunny. I had to squint. Both Sallyport doors were already open. There it was. Swear to God, I've never been so happy to see a jail bus.
All right, look for the keys. They gotta be in here somewhere in dispatch.
These them?
Yes. All right, look, go unlock the bus. Get the food bags in. Danny should be here any minute now. I gotta be ready to pick her up. Here, we have to carry the food the rest of the way.
Wait, lift! Oh, God. Come on, let's go!
Open the bus!
Oh, my God! Here! Why don't I get in the car with you?
What? No. We need someone to stay behind and let everyone else onto the bus.
Those things are just gonna come pouring out of the jail, and you want me to just sit here and wait for them?
We already discussed this. You'll be fine in the bus. It's secure.
But what about you? If there's an infected in the parking lot, you may need my help.
All right, then hurry, all right? We don't have much time.
Look, I'll leave the keys here.
Whatever. We need to hurry. This one's mine.
Please tell me you can unlock your car.
I got a hideaway in case I lock myself out. Happens all the time in this old...
That's what I thought you'd say.
You slit his throat when he turned his back on you.
I wasn't in the right mind at the time. I was scared. They were gonna leave me there. I wasn't gonna die.
And why'd you have to hit Danielle on the way out?
An accident. She just got in the way.
And you drove off. Just to become some prisoner's bitch.
Instant karma. I figure the things they did to me, I paid the price.
These people risked everything for you. For us. I let them trust you. Even though I knew damn well what you were capable of. I have to live with that now.
What do you want me to say? I'm sorry? I am. I can't undo it now. I just wanted to be out of there.
Oh, I know.
Now it's your turn. Go on. I gave you every gritty detail you promised.
Yeah, right. Where to begin?
What are you so worried about? Did you do something too?
No.
Well, you got my confession. You promised to tell me.
I know I did. Just give me a second.
You can stop the tape at least. You got what you wanted. Oh. I get it. She doesn't know any of this, does she? She doesn't know where you come from.
Yeah, you could say that.
And you think she'll put it together now that I'm here. This is your confessional, too. Well, don't let me stop you. Between you and I think she'll get over you being a convict. So come on. Dish. You gonna keep me hanging? What's next? You took the elevator back down to Central.
We did. And we were about to join Fredo and Jody.
Jeremy and Bogart are coming down now. Did you kill all of them?
Yep.
Ha! You can't get in.
Stay dead.
I don't mean to make things harder, but I gotta open that door there for Jeremy and Bo. It leads to the elevator. And there's probably more things on the other side. Okay. Elevator light says it's here. I gotta do it. Oh, never mind. It's clear.
Good. We can go now?
We can go.
Hey, look at those faces. Good God, Fredo. You're back.
Swung it a few times, huh? I swear, there was this one...
Ah!
Being knocked to the ground from behind. Everything ringing. Bogart reached out to grab me, but the big one, Funk, was already dragging me back. He grabbed me by both legs, about to pull him apart. Fredo came and swung right into his face.
Why?
I got you, Jeremy!
Fredo!
I just remember looking up. The massive beast grabbed onto Fredo and threw him into the wall. As big as he was, it didn't matter. His head hit the wall with a crack, then went limp.
Fredo! Fredo! Fredo!
Close it! Close it!
Jody froze in fear.
Give me that! I'll do it!
Bogart was forced to take the phone out of her hand and close the door for her. Funk hit it right as it shut and almost broke through. It bought us time. Maybe it was repayment from earlier when I stopped the drunk from getting him, or maybe it was just who he was. But Fredo saved my life.
Hang on. I thought you said he was just a brain-dead drug addict.
But he was our brain-dead drug addict.
Fredo? Fredo?
He's gone! Come on! Can you walk?
I think so.
My spear. Where?
Here. Whoa! No, you can't. Take my arm. We're going. You coming or not? Go or die.
I'm coming.
Bogart, you're...
shaking, yes, but I'm getting you to that damn exit. They're breaking through. Open the next door.
That's the one that was filled.
Let's just hope Danny let them out.
He did, go!
I'll close him as we go. As long as I'm in range.
He looked behind. As infected started to break through the glass, Funk peeled away the door. He just kept running after us, killing anything that stood in his way.
Stay together. Don't leave us behind.
Only a few more doors. Keep running!
Gavin! Danny! We're on our way out! Hello?
Maybe they're too far. Thick walls, remember? I'll get his other side.
I didn't know it at the time, but Funkin' crushed my ankle when I was grabbed. Adrenaline just kept me going. That and Bogart's shoulder.
What do we do to tick this one off?
I don't know. Maybe he remembers me. He thought I was teasing him once.
Great.
I got it.
Good job.
One more door.
The bus. There.
Oh, you were right about one thing. Seeing that sun just shine through at the end of the hall. I could almost see the sky.
That's it!
We're nearly out, come on!
Whoa, that was lucky. We just stepped out of range of the laptop.
We made it.
You smell that?
Pure. A breeze. Oh, no.
What?
I kid you not. Less than a hallway away from freedom. That asshole in the pinstriped suit stepped in front of us. Ink.
If only we were 30 seconds sooner.
What does that mean?
The wet nose thing.
We can take him.
No, you can't. You didn't see what he did to the last inmate who tried.
Just give me my spear.
Don't risk it. I'm serious.
Great. Here comes the Funk.
Hey, man. What the hell do you want with us? Just let us out. It's worth a try.
No.
Did he just say something? That was a word, right?
I think so. Try again.
Let us go! Now he ain't doing it.
Nah, he's fucking with us.
Back up. I got an idea.
What is it?
I don't want to say. If he can understand us.
Well, then how do we know it's a good idea?
You'll have to trust me. Move off to the side over here. Where it's dark. And in range.
You're gonna...
Yes.
You think he's noticing us inching over?
He's watching us do it.
I don't think he likes it. He's coming closer.
Do it. I don't think he even saw us there. Or if he did, Funk didn't care. The minute his eyes locked onto Ink, he didn't look away. Ink just stepped towards Funk and turned his head slightly, showing the left side. And that's when Funk charged. Ink flew against the wall hard. He bounced back onto the floor as he cried out in pain.
That was your plan? I'd rather deal with the suit.
I thought there'd at least be a fight.
Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Oh, good. It's going to him.
You think we can get around?
You may not have to.
Looks like you make it your fight after all.
Damn.
From around the bus came another big one, running towards us. This one was familiar. Austin. Funk started to charge, but Austin was faster and stronger. They collided, flying back against the door we just opened.
Now we run! Come on!
Move quickly! Move quickly! I got his other side!
Wait! And go for it! Oh, no! Come on, man!
We tried to sneak by, but Ink was already on his feet, stumbling into our path, staring at us. Bogart raised the spear.
Don't try it! I've seen him move! He's fast! It's not normal!
Then we just wanna stand here? This place is coming down around us! Let us go! Come on!
And then something changed. I don't know how to describe it. I just remember looking deep into those creepy green eyes, traveling between our inmate jumpsuits, and then back beyond us to Funk fighting in the distance. It's like he decided that he didn't want us anymore. And he just stepped to his right, giving us room to pass.
Oh, he moved! He moved!
Listen, whatever he did, just go! See you around.
Asshole.
Are you trying to piss him off? No, listen. He was just teasing.
Get him on the bus. How do we get in?
The keys are in the door.
You're welcome for that.
Hey, food's here. Gavin and Danny must have got out.
Good. You know how to drive?
Yeah, I can drive a stick. Just put me up there.
Are you sure? Well, if you can't do it, who else will?
Well, drive, man! Drive!
The building's caving inside there.
Good. See them? Anywhere? Danny? Or the others?
No. Just go. She told me a meetup spot. I'll show you where.
Trigger.
They must have taken Gavin's car.
Ah, he's so bright.
Isn't it nice?
Gavin?
Oh, man.
Danny? Simon? Can you hear me?
I sure hope we find them.
Me too. Me too. Los Angeles was pretty much as we expected. Completely dead. So we went to the meetup point and waited. And waited. We came back before the sun went down. And found Gavin and Danielle in the parking lot. Before anybody else got them. Gave a proper burial. After all that, I bounced around from place to place. And ended up here. So that's what happened.
Where'd the other two go? They're okay, right?
They're fine, I think. They went their way, I went mine. It was best to hide where we came from, go our separate ways. All those prisoners from Eastern Bay running around, screwing everything up. Figured people would have a hard time trusting us. I wonder why. Everything that happened, that old life, something I didn't want to talk about. Till you showed up. And then I had to.
But hey, look. If you're banging the lady in charge, what if, and this is a big what if, you put in a good word for me. Get a part in or something?
After what you did?
Okay, or not. I thought I'd at least ask. What could it hurt? I can go. Like I promised, I can deal with exile. I know a few good places. Hey. At least I got a stake out of the deal.
Who said you were going anywhere?
So you do got some deal. I figured you were getting at something.
No more deals. But there's something else I want to ask you about.
Ask away. What'd I forget?
January 8th, 2009.
That? No, I... I don't think I was in the jail at that time.
No, you weren't.
January, where was I? Oh, the shipyard? Is that what you're getting at? Didn't I already tell you about it?
You want to rethink that story too?
Whatever, I couldn't say what really happened. You were right. You can't trust guards. Maybe I killed out of self-defense, maybe I didn't. Who cares?
Just confirming something I already knew.
Who the fuck cares? That was the old world. It doesn't matter.
It matters when I knew the men you killed.
You did? Shit, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I really didn't know who those people were. They didn't give me a choice.
You knew exactly what you were doing. You just didn't care. The same with Gavin and Danny. They were just in your way.
No, it wasn't like that.
Admit what you did, so I can move on.
Okay. If it happened, it happened. I'm sorry. That was before. We don't need to dwell on it.
Those two were close to me. They were like my brothers. They were family.
Look, I'm very sorry, man. If I could take it back, I would. I didn't even know you then, and... No. No, no, no. Not you. You're not one of them. You can't be.
Why not?
Fredo was, not you.
Fredo was a thug. A good thug, but just a thug. I promise you, this ring is mine.
Look, man, it was just a job, okay? I didn't know.
You remember when we pulled the names out of the hat? No matter who I chose, I was gonna name you. Danny just had to see the paper. Was gonna go, turn the power off, let them out, take care of you. After that, nothing would have mattered to me.
Oh, whoa, look, you're not gonna kill me, are you?
You know what this ring means. You know the rules.
Yeah, but you can make an exception, right? The families are gone. The world's starting over.
As long as there are members, they're never gone.
Just stay back. Wait a minute, you can't. The rules here, you kill someone else, you're out. No exceptions, right?
I know. And you have no idea how much I've thought of not doing this.
Don't. Let me go. Say you did, who's gonna know?
Oh, I already did. The steak. A little something extra. But it's taking too long, and I need to get going.
Wait a minute. You can't. Look, we spent a lot of time together in there. We got to know each other.
Why do you think I was even there in the first place? Was headed with you upstate. Everything just got... delayed.
You waited that whole time?
It's the last card that matters.
Jeremy, please. Come on, man. You can't do this. Don't, Jeremy. Just don't, Jeremy!
Jeremy? Who's Jeremy? CJ, I'm leaving something for you. This is everything I know about Twin Towers, maps, all of it. I drew everything I could remember. I hope you find what you're looking for. I'm sorry. I thought this was over. I wanted to tell you so many times. I hope you understand why I had to, and why I have to go. I miss you.
Hey, are you done in there? I need to take back the plate and...
Oh, shit.
Somebody's been killed! Sound the alarm! He's getting away! He's getting away! Going out the south side!
Hey!
Ah!
Pan, you pissed them off good.
Drive! Drive!
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too. Why couldn't he have stayed gone?
He deserved what was coming, after what he did to Gavin and Danny.
But it's done. You did it. No hesitation?
Most I ever had. And I've done it plenty of times.
But you're sure he's dead?
I know how to do my job.
See, the shit you say sometimes is scary.
Sorry you all had to move out, too. I wasn't gonna be safe there for you anymore.
I wasn't too attached to that place anyways.
You sure you want to come with me?
I mean, we came this far, didn't we? It doesn't make any sense to split up now.
So where to? Texas? I hear the Republic is looking for more people.
What about the place near Baltimore? Trying to get an electric grid back up?
Eventually, maybe. But my job's done for now. I can finally go back.
Where?
Home. The family is waiting.
If pain is beauty, I've had more than a glance. But it's not every day that we get a second chance to see the love that our God wanted us to see, to be the people our world needed us to be. And I know things now that I wish I never knew, and I've done things now that I thought I'd never do. And even though this road is lined with blood and bone, the people I've got are enough to call home.
You just make that up?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, come on. No.
Yeah, I just made that up.
You aren't good.
Nah, I've been writing.
Oh, you know what?
You're in the car. Jody, we're kind of going over.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Don't get me involved in this. Just don't.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Starring Michael Clark as Bogart, Kim Estes as Chuck, Colby Clayton Lemaster as Simeon, Leslie Uve as Jody, James Quattrochi as Mark, Edward Zajac as Gavin, Rogelio Ramos as Fredo, Britt Rose as Danielle, Scott Marvin as Bert, Brett Newton as Puck, Constance Parm as CJ, and Steven Weber as Jeremy. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Casting director David Seddon. Sound design Grayson Stone. Music composed by Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins. Associate producers Christian Champagne and John Bennett. Additional sound editing K.C. Wayland. Zinterns Lauren Kroon, Chris Arnold, Anthony Nuno Jr. Graphic artist, Stanley von Mitvi. Voice cut editors, Michelle and Robert Montiel. Kickstarter graphics, Ben Hozak, Taryn Henderson, Will Pitney. Jail research, Ray Husky. Additional voices by Rio Magdaleno, Charlie Magdaleno, Chris Arnold, Greg Miller, Adam Young, K.C. Wayland, Grayson Stone, Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins, Wendy Lucas, Phil Nieto, Marcos Klassen, Catherine Eaton, Ryan Smith, and Joshua Kieser. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.
It's all clear, but you need to help her through.
Ma'am, this way. Watch your step. Easy now.
I can manage. Not that fragile.
Pregnant, with just one leg, and here, that's an accident waiting to happen.
I really don't think you should be here. This part of the jail's falling apart.
I want to see it.
This is it. Robert's cell.
The file he left you led us right to it. Every bit was spot on.
Was it?
Look at this notepad. More of Ink's little doodles.
Books. That's where he found them. You can pretty much trace where each of the tattoos came from.
Yeah, most of them are nothing. Except this one. Take a look.
Cave expeditions.
And there it is. Ink's mark.
I need to get this back right away. Thank you.
You want to tell her?
Go ahead.
What? What is it?
So, prisoners, or inmates, or whatever, sometimes have to keep their shit in their cell. So some of the things are protected, right?
HIPAA laws or whatever bullshit.
What are you talking about?
This is Inky's medical record.
Why does it matter?
Take a look at the back few pages.
He was going through chemo.
Keep reading.
Right there. Treatment no longer effective. 4 to 5 months.
He was dying. The infection kept him alive.
There's something else, too. Follow me.
This place was sealed up pretty tight. And we followed the map that he gave us.
And?
Watch your step. Here.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. The bodies are still here in this section. Place was sealed off. Everything in here is pretty much exactly the way they left it.
This is where they got out?
Yeah. Sally Port's on the other side of the rubble. But it collapsed here. It hasn't been touched since they left.
What are you getting at?
What's missing? Or who's missing?
You don't think he got out?
No. It's worse than that. Take a look at this.
Syringes.
Do you want to guess how they got here?
Hello? Please.